Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Reminding you that The Love Journey is an inspiration experience assisting us in how to live in a higher self, recognizing that love, yes, love is the most powerful force to living from that space. And each show takes us through a journey to our inner self, reminding us that there is only one cause, one mind, and one source. I am. Because the source created us out of itself in order to express itself, to express itself through each and every one of us. You see, the source being pure mind and action. And God knows each and every one of us as an intelligent vehicle of great ideas. Therefore, we know ourselves as the mind of God in expression. Can you imagine we are the mind of God in expression? What a valuable life. We are alert, vital individualizations of the infinite mind. I am. Yes, we are intelligent, wisdom and knowledge, and every idea our ever requires already within us, within our consciousness. And these ideas are now activated in our thoughts. We are fully aware of them. Henceforth, family, we're going to get started because we have the power within us. And so I'm reminding you today, family, don't give your power away because you are the power. And so today, I want to remind you that. Thank you for tuning in to The Love Journey this morning. Because of all the places you could have been anywhere, but you chose to be right here. And so I just want you to know we're going to get started with Lee Murphy. Praise is how we move.
Somebody lift your voice and just worship. Just lift your voice in worship. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice in worship. Oh, the Spirit of God is moving on those who worship. Somebody just wave those hands. We just just honor your presence today. We just honor your presence tonight, Holy Spirit. That's all we really want, Lord, is just to be where you are. Just to be in your presence. We honor you. Praise is what I do. When I want to be close to you, I lift my hands in praise. Somebody lift those hands. Praise is who I am. I will praise him while I can. I'll bless him at all times. And I vow to praise you through the good and the bad. Testimony in all that I go through. Somebody said, why? I said, because praise is what I do. Cause I for anything in this room tonight. Go ahead and pray.
Wow, wow, wow. Praise is what I do. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You tuned in. Yes, you are tuned in to the Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine Ann Nigler, and that was William Murphy. Praise is what I do. Praise is what I do. You see, you got to praise him even when it's up, even when you're down, even when you're in between. You got to praise him even when your bank account is in the minus. Praise him. Even when you're in the valley, on top of the mountain, you got to praise him, because praise is what we do. Let's get ready to center our mind and our thoughts, recognizing that one presence, this whole universe, and on this line, we're going to recognize that great spirit known by many names as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. Let's get ready and breathe, family, because there's power in the breath, family. There is power in the breath, family. That was William Murphy again. Praise is what I do, family. Praise is what I do. Let's center our thoughts, centering our mind, knowing that we are all that God is. I want you to breathe, family, by taking in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration count, and just to the count of eight, breathe deep into the diaphragm, breathe into the heart, and release through the nose this morning. Family, I want us to breathe. There is power in the breath. Let's breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, family. And release. And last time. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. Breathe. Divine Mother, Father, God. Precious and Holy Spirit, as we come in this one mind, one love consciousness, I want us to move from our head to our heart and just say, thank you, God. No matter what's going on in our life, I just want you to say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. And as we come together in this one mind, I want us to send light and love I read on Facebook, I got a message from Mama Sunshine that Phil Coran made his physical transition last night at 8:21, and I just want us to send light and love around the Coran family and all that he did to bring his ministry to the planet through his music, through his love, his children, his wives. And in this right now, Mama, I just want you to send love to comfort to the mind, the family this morning, that there is no separation in spirit. And so, Father, Mother, God of this great universe, we thank you for all the time we had on this planet, this beautiful spirit. We thank you for the legacy that he left behind. We thank you this morning, God, for your will and your courage and your love to be sent to the family and friends. Father, we thank you for those who are on this line this morning. We thank you for our money substance. We thank you for new cars. We thank you for new homes. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being a part of the presence of who we are in this right now, Mama God. We thank you for love. We thank you for food on our table. We thank you for peace in our communities. We thank you for relationships restored, peaceful, loving, harmonious, amazing, romantic relationships. We thank you for this love journey, Lord. We thank you for the expansion, God. We thank you as you expand our territory. We thank you for expanding our financial substance. We thank you for giving us the courage to move when you say move, God. We just thank you this morning because praise is what we do. We thank you right now, God. We thank you even if we don't even know why, even if we don't know how, because we recognize that when we're down to nothing, you're always up to something and you don't need our help. All you need is our permission. So as we surrender today to the presence, to the higher mind, knowing that all things are good, knowing that God is all there is, we just say, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning to the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the sun, the moon, the land, the soil. Good morning to all the energy in the universe as we invite and invoke the beneficent presence of our angels this morning. Good morning, angels. Good morning, archangels. Good morning, ascended masters, master guides. Good morning, spirit guides. Good morning. And as we invite and invoke the presence of our unseen community, good morning, good morning, good morning. And as we invite our ancestors, as we take a few minutes to just honor those who have physically left the planet, our known and unknown ancestors. Pour the water and the libations into this plant this morning, honoring the gift of our ancestors, the gift of life, the gift of death. We recognize that our ancestors walked this planet before us to leave the legacy and the dream that is us today. We give thanks to our ancestors as we pay homage to those who sacrificed their lives, to those who walked the journey, to those who left the legacy. Good morning, ancestors, as we invite you into the presence of this call. Good morning, ancestors. Good morning, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. That's my mom. She was the vehicle that was used for me to be here on this planet today. Good morning, Mama. I miss your physical presence. Good morning, Mama Colette. And as we honor our known and unknown ancestors, let's just take a few minutes to honor the life of Phil Coran. I was introduced to him, interestingly enough, by Manetti. And I remember when we went to Millennium Park to see him. And so today I just want you to send love. Even though you might not know him, you may know him in spirit. You may know his music. You may know that you may not know. But let's just send love today to the physical family that's left on the planet to release him into the arms of the Spirit. Thank you, ancestors, as we invite you into this call. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for the work you've done. Thank you for all that you have done to allow us to physically be where we are today. We thank you, ancestors, as we honor your presence this morning. We pay homage. And as you speak the name of your known ancestors this morning, we honor the presence of your known ancestors. And as we send love to those that we may not know, we honor their presence. Good morning, ancestors. Good morning. Come. And as we send love to those who will come behind us, because the work we do, the prayers we pray, and the legacy we leave would affect how our descendants will show up on the planet. Let me send love to those who walk behind us this morning. Good morning, descendants. Good morning, Love Journey family. Peace, peace to the kings and queens. I send honor and love to the gods and goddesses, and love, love to my millionaires and billionaires, my sisters and my brothers. Good morning, Love Journey family, as we are expanding and growing and becoming more planning to be the God in me, grace and honor the God in you this morning, the light in me, grace and honor the light in you, and the love in me, grace and honor the love in you this morning. You've tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine. I am Janine M. Ingram, a transformational life coach, author, master speaker, facilitator of some phenomenal workshops, vision board counselor, and guess what? We got a couple of things coming up. Just to remind you, the Sunrise Service, first Sunday in August, the message from the soul family. The call on 39th Street Beach, right here, the 9th annual Sunrise Service. In September, Tamar will be here, the Womb Signer Lady, and we will be discussing me and money manifestations and mocktail family. We're going to be having some fun learning about how to bring forth the life we desire through the healing of the wound of the mind, the heart, and the womb family. That's September 30th weekend. Put it in your calendars. Don't forget July 8th in Baltimore, Drury Hill Park. Sisters gathering to heal right there in Baltimore, family. All right, we're going to get started with reading of the science of the mind, and I'm super excited because it's a really lovely one today, and it's called Behold the Christ Presence in You. Love is a fire. I am a wood. That's a quote from Rumi. You see, in the Science of the Mind book, which is different from the magazine, on page 478, it says the essence of love, while elusive, pervades everything, fires the heart, stimulates the emotion, renews the soul, and proclaims the spirit. A universal sense alone bears witness to the divine fact that God is love and love is God. Ooh, I want to say God is love and love is God. Now, isn't it that interesting that we call God love, love is God, but then we say love is blind, family. How could God be blind? How could love be blind? How could anything so universal, so amazing, so put into our hearts be called blind today, family? So today it says we may think we suffer because of lack of love from others, but that is never the case. Our suffering actually comes from not loving ourselves. Ooh, now I hadn't even read this. I didn't even know I was going to say it. You see, nothing more is more painful than that when we do not love ourselves. You see, I read somewhere that self-love is like food for the starving. I didn't write this, family. I'm reading it. As you begin to feel your own love, you realize how much energy you put into trying to get love on the outside. And no matter how much of that you receive from somewhere else, it's never going to be enough. That's because it doesn't change your inner belief. If others say you're wonderful and on a core level you don't believe it, their love will only be a temporary fix. Soon enough, you'll be looking for more from them or someone else. Only self-love will fill up the emptiness inside of you that stems from your false belief that you are unlovable. Everything in your life is going to reflect back to you this lack of love for yourself. If you are wounded inside and have not addressed those wounded places, they will reflect in those around you, because life, family, is a mirror. Self-love is vital to our well-being. If I say I am spirit in the flesh, how can I not love God as me? How can I not love me as God? How can I not love God as me? How can I not have compassion for my God, God itself? When we realize who we are as divine beings, loving the self is not a selfish act. It is an action which assures our walk in the world as a beneficial presence. Oh, I swear I didn't write it. But I felt it in my soul. That I felt it so good that I just got to read this, because this is the premise of why I do what I do each day. To remind you, family, that there's nothing greater on earth than when you learn to love the very essence, the very gift, the very miracle called you, family. You see, I've done a lot of things in the world, and I haven't done everything. I've been many places, but I haven't been everywhere. But in all the places I've been, there's no greater journey than the journey I've been on learning to love myself. So excuse me, family, I'm going to read this again because I wanted to hit home. You see, I wanted to hit in your heart today. I wanted to hit in your mind, your soul, and the very essence of why you are here today. You see, family, nobody can do what you've been called to do. You see, nobody can be what you've been called to be today, family. Nobody can do it quite like you. You see, that special song that God mixed up and mixed all the atoms and neutrons and protons, and no matter how neutral these atoms and protons, when they were put together and called you, they became very unique. And became a unique aspect of God. And that unique aspect of God was formed in the essence and called you. And nobody quite looks like you. And nobody quite walks like you. And nobody quite has same fingerprints, thumbprints, and not even the same footprints or eye energy. Isn't that interesting? You are so unique in you, family. So I got to read this again because it felt good to my soul and I wanted to hit home for you today. We may think we suffer because of a lack of love from others. We may think we suffer because it's never the case. You see, our suffering actually comes from not loving ourselves. Oof. Nothing is more painful than that. I read somewhere that self-love is like food for the starving. And as you begin to feel your own love, you realize how much energy you put into trying to get love on the outside, and how no matter how much of that you receive from someone else, it's never going to be enough, because it doesn't change your inner belief. If others say you're wonderful, and if others say they love you, and others say all these great things on the core level, you don't believe it, their love, it's only a temporary fix. Soon enough, you're going to be looking for more and more from them or someone else. And only self-love can fill up the emptiness. Let me say it again. Only self-love can fill the emptiness inside of you that stems from your own false belief that you are simply unlovable, undeserving, not enough, not worthy. Let me say it again. Only self-love, only love for self, only self-love will fill up the emptiness inside of you that stems from your false belief that you happen to be unlovable, undeserving, and unworthy. You see, everything in life is going to reflect back to you this lack of love for yourself. If you are wounded inside and have not addressed those wounded places, they will reflect in those around you, family. Why? Because life is a mirror. Self-love is vital to our well-being. If I say I am spirit
in the flesh. How can I not love God as me? How can I not love me as God? How can I not love the essence of myself as the goddess I am? How can I not have compassion for my God, goddess energy self? When we realize who we are as divine beings, loving the self is not a selfish act. It is action which assures our walk in the world as a beneficial presence. And today's affirmation is, I look in the mirror to behold the face of God. My loving is assured. I look in the mirror to behold the face of God. I look in the mirror to behold the face of God. My loving is assured. Come on, family. Promise you, I didn't even know what I was going to read. I didn't even know it was going to say that, but I could have wrote it myself here. This is my premise. This is the reason. This is my why. I tell you, family, I say it again, and I say it with passion. I say it again, and I say it from my heart. I say it with every cell and every nuance in my being, that of all the places and everywhere I've gone, I've been many places, but there has not been a journey like the journey to myself. And I just want to read that first line. I know I'm redundant, and I know you're trying to say, we should move on. Please, lady, move on. But do you see how many of us are suffering this morning? Because our husband's not showing up, or our wife's not showing up the way we desire them to, or our relationship is not showing up the way we want to, or people are not doing such and such and such. Our lack of suffering don't come from the outside family. Our lack of suffering is not coming because somebody else don't love us or not showing us the love. It's not coming from the outside family. You see, our lack of love comes from us not loving ourselves enough. I can only tell you from what my experience is, and I tell you, it's interesting the day when you find you. You see, when you find you, you really discover what it really means to have a relationship with the Most High. See, we've been in a fake relationship with God until we know ourselves. You see, we think that we're looking to some energy, entity outside ourselves, but, you know, there's this power in the presence that animated this physical presence, and it animated this physical body. And it's interesting, when we criticize the very essence of who we are, we criticize the Creator. See, your beauty, your intelligence, your smarts, everything that makes you you comes from the aspect of the Creator. And when you begin to really discover love and master the presence of you, you really are doing what you came to the planet to do, which is to return to the presence of love, which is the energy of God, which is the energy of the goddess, which is the energy of all that is. And when you become that presence, being that presence, the being of love, the walking embodiment of love, the walking embodiment of God, the walking embodiment of God, is there's a different glow, there's a different knowing that comes with the essence of love. And today when I pray today that you will remove the veil. Remove the conditioning. Remove the thoughts that keep you from the space that allows you to know that you are all that God is, and that the I Am presence sent you to this planet, and nothing that will ever come up can stop you. Nothing that ever comes up, you are not already equipped. So if you don't have enough of anything, I don't care if it's money, love, relationships, health, wherever the symptoms may be showing up, it all comes from the one place. The suffering comes from one place, and that is not loving yourself enough. Because when you begin to love, discover, and master yourself, you begin to know that you are already more than enough, just the way you are. You see, you begin to know that you are already deserving and worthy of all that God has for you, because you are more than enough. You are more than enough. You see, when God created you, it was a beautiful thing. It was a beautiful thing because when God took the essence and formed you in the womb of your mother's belly, the word says what? When I formed, I knew you before I formed you in the womb of your mother's belly, right? That's got to be something. And what did I have plans for? I had plans of success for you. I had plans of success, happiness, and joy. And when I looked at you, all I could see was good and very good. Good and very good, family. We talked about yesterday that the will of God said, I'll give you a house you didn't build, land you didn't, an oil rig that you didn't dig, family. What do you think that's all about? Why do you think the Creator will want you to come to the planet and suffer? Suffering is our choice. Suffering is your choice. Suffering is a choice, family. And today we can choose anew. We don't have to live in suffering. We don't have to live in lack of love. We don't have to live in lack of anything. Because when you feel the presence of the essence of who you are, with who you came to the planet to be, which is to return to the very essence of love, loving you, loving the very essence, loving your gift, loving the talent, mastering you, your cup runneth over with everything. Matthew 6:33 is the best secret, success secret in the world. Why? Because the world tells us, seek ye the kingdom of God. Who? What is the kingdom of God? You are the kingdom of God. You are the kingdom of God. You are the kingdom of God. And all is righteousness. What is the righteousness that belongs to you, your gifts, your talents? What does the word say about your gifts and your talents? It says it'll make room for you. So if you master the gift of you, master the kingdom of God as you, if you master the kingdom of God as you, you will begin to share your gifts and talents, and the world will be drawn to you. You won't have to chase money. You won't have to chase love. It will be chasing you because it will recognize that peculiarity that the word says. You see, when you get in the knowing, in the essence, you will walk with that peculiarity. The light of you will be so strong. The presence of your essence will be so strong that people will want to know, what's your secret sauce? You won't have to chase love. You won't have to chase money. Money wants you. Love wants you. Love wants you. Love wants you. Money wants you. And everything you want wants you. My only question is, why is it so hard to do the work? Sometimes I wonder, is it because it seems so simple? It's not simple. I'm going to tell you the truth. Learning to love me was not a simple essence or job, and I'm still completing the journey. I'm still working the journey. I don't even know if it's a destination, but I tell you, it's a whole lot better when you start to learn to love you. You don't beat yourself up. And when you begin to beat yourself up, you stop it and say, hey, you know how when something happens, it could be minute, it could be big, it could be a disagreement or whatever, and you play it over and over and over in your mind. Let your self-love begin to kick in. You freeze that thought. And you release the thought. And you honor the presence of that thought and allow that thought to move through and get out of there, because you don't want to keep playing over and over that same thought. How you didn't show up good enough, or how something made you not feel good enough, and you remind yourself that you are more than good enough, that you are more than amazing, just because you are. And you know how to feel that space that's trying to remind you of something other than that. You know how to fill it back up with love. You know, sometimes I have to catch myself, because sometimes old habits try to come back up. And when they try to come and show their face, you see in Doctor Strange, the movie, this part where, you know, guy was talking to the sorcerer, he asked her, do these things, do we ever get rid of them? And she said, no, we just learn to live above them. I wonder if that's actually true, because they seem to always check up, but when you learn the tools, you know how to live above it. You know how to go right to it. And when I've given too much away and I've begun to feel overwhelmed or drained, I know exactly what to do to fill myself back up with love. That may be to just take a day for myself. That may go get a massage. That may be take a long, beautiful, luxurious bath. That may mean write myself a love letter. That may even mean to send myself some flowers. Or it may mean to stop and meditate and fill myself back up. But see, I've been given the tools to learn and love me. You see, a disagreement may arise between me and my spouse, but I know what to do to fill myself back up and bring the love back into my home and cleanse it with sage and light my candles. I learned how to use my tools. Why am I sharing this? It's because I want to remind you today that things still may arise. Challenges may show up. But you know exactly what you need to do to shift the energy back into the space of love. And so today, my message wasn't about self-love today, but my message must mean that somebody needed to hear this today. You see, you might be in a relationship that's got you wondering why. Maybe it's coming to show you where you need to love you more. You might be in a process not understanding why. Well, maybe you just need to sit still and love. You see, a lot of people come saying my money not showing up the way it should be, but money is just another form of love. And every time you share your money or receive your money, think of it as love being shared. See the energy of money as love being dispensed when you circulate it, and when it's being received, see it as money being received as love, as another form of God's love, another expression of God's energy, another expression of how God shows up in us as it's all around us. If you're in a relationship and you can't quite understand and you feel like something is missing, and where are you feeling like something is missing inside of you? And fill that space today with love. Clothe the area that you feel unlovable with love. Fill the empty stone pots with love today. Thing other than you filling yourself is a temporary fix. But you know what I love about a temporary fix, and why temporary fixes are very important, because it reminds us of how love can show up in us. See, it shows us what the feeling can feel like each and every day if we remember that temporary fix. See, you know that feeling you get when you feel what you feel, when you're feeling what you feel, when your heart is so full. My heart feels so mean when you are around. Baby, my love,
You know, that feeling you get when you feel that love. I want you to learn how to transpose that loving feeling into you today. Into you today. You know, this message come to share with you today that it's time to re-up yourself with some loving energy. Now, we had tools to write letters. Maybe today is a good day to sit still, candle on, put your music on, and just write you a love letter. I want to write you a love song. Maybe send yourself some flowers with a love note. And remind yourself that there's no love like the love you can give you. You see, because you really haven't been loved till you've been loved by you. You see, you can't even really receive love until you've been loved by you, baby. You ain't been loved till you've been loved by you. Maybe take an old recording of the love soak and put it on and soak yourself in love today. Soak yourself in the energy of the presence of that love, knowing that you are love. Love is the way you walk. Love is the way you talk. Love is the way you feel, being, energy. Just love the gift that you are. The presence that you are. So the question is, text, I don't know how to love me. Where do I begin? I always say begin by placing your hand over your heart, putting on your favorite music that moves you and stirs you, and just let the feeling, let the music stir your body. And if music, whatever stirs you inside of you, you know, music stirs me up. You know, when I was listening to Praise Is What You Do, I wanted to shout all over this house this morning. That's why I couldn't cut it off. Praise is what you do. When I listen to Lonnie Lister Smith and the words, he said, my heart feels so warm when you're around. It makes me feel like a bird in the springtime, family. He said, baby, my soul starts to sing like birds in the spring. And that song, sometimes I just cut off all the lights, light a candle, and I just lay and let the music stir my heart. You see, sometimes some of us have been so blocked and so far removed from the feeling that we can't even remember how to feel what it feels like to feel love. And so I invite you today to, especially if you're so far removed that you can't remember what it feels like to feel love, I invite you to remove the block from your heart today. You see, music is something that can penetrate those blocks. And I want you to invite yourself to love you today. Some of us are so busy working and figuring out and planning. But sometimes you just have to stop and refill the emptiness. Refill yourself with love. You sometimes, the dirt in the plant, and make sure if it needs more water, sometimes you got to check and see if the seeds you're planting inside you need a little more love on them. You know, because love is like what water is to the plant. Love is like what the sun does to the earth and to the plant. And so today, my message is to remind you to check in. Some of us are starving. Some of us are hungry. Some of us are famished. Some of us have a voracious energy of emptiness. because we need to be filled today with love. Growing up, I heard these words, but they didn't mean anything to me. You see, growing up, I heard my grandmother say there's not an ill that love can't heal. There's not a prescription love can't fill. That there is not a question that love cannot answer. And because I didn't even understand what love was, I couldn't even get the scratch the surface of what my grandmother was talking about. The family, the love goddess, Lady Love, coming to tell you today, there's nothing better than love. Love itself. It's so easy to love others when you're loving you. It's so easy to be compassionate. It's so easy to move through the planet. And so many of us got our heart blocked. So many of us are operating in fear. But I come to tell you today that love needs no block. You see, love don't need a security fence. Love doesn't need securing at all, because nothing can show up in love space but love. When you think you got yourself all blocked up and nobody ain't going to hurt me no more and you got this fence up, guess what? Only thing that can ever penetrate that is exactly what you don't want, because love doesn't need a fence. Love don't need to be blocked and secured, because love can't do anything but show up in love space. And so if you think you get it fixed with your fence and your blocks, let me tell you what's going to enter. Exactly what you don't want. What you're blocking out is love. What you're securitizing out of your space is love, family, because love doesn't need anything to protect it. Because where the misnomer comes in at is love is weak, but love isn't weak. Love is the most strongest, it's the strongest, most powerful, most vibratory energy on this planet. There's nothing stronger than love. There's nothing more powerful than love. You see, love can make a strong, muscle-bound person succumb to the energy of love. I remember the story in New York, and then I was tired of that. They called her Mother Love. And how she got that nickname is because she started going to the hospital one day holding babies who mothers had babies who were hooked on drugs, born with HIV, and these babies were dying left and right until Mother Love came in. Mother Love would come to the hospital and nurse and hold these babies and just hold them and send them love. And before you knew it, they found a connection that Mother Love was causing these babies to live. Isn't that interesting? Interesting that she can go to the hospital and just love the babies, and the babies will live. Babies that were not expected to live over so many days just because of touch, just because of her love. Babies live. I want you to make the connection this morning on the power of love. I want you to sit with yourself and ask the brevity, the love. What is love? Well, how powerful is love? I want you to really think about that connection to the powerful presence, energy that we have been recognizing for so long this week. So I want to say to you, love yourself today. because nobody can do it like you. You came to the planet for a very important reason. There's a fabric, and that you play a very important role in that fabric. How this journey shall be moved. You see, you were planted for a very important reason today. And you do matter. And your life does matter. You matter. You are important. You are the reason for so many things that are happening on the planet right now. Your prayers, your love, the touch that you touch when you touch somebody. When you send love to some child, when you give the essence of your gifts, you are important. And today I want you to stop and honor the gift called you today. Honor that gift. So if you have any questions, any concerns, I want you to press 1 if you're on Blog Talk. If you're on teleconference, just star 6. Because today, I really want you to ask the questions. Because I know this is abstract. Love is such an abstract thing. That's why when I take you through the list, so I remind you of the feeling of love. So that you can take the feeling that you've experienced in your life and bring that experience into this right now moment so that you can experience it in your right now feelings, because it's the feelings that get the blessing, and that's what's going to take you into that next level. You want to attract that love mate. You want to attract more love. You want to attract a relationship. You want something different in harmony in work or whatever you may feel some sense of lack at, even money. Love is the answer. Good morning, babe. Love is the answer. And it's interesting when you are doing the work, some things you may not remember. So if you've got questions, if you don't understand, let's talk about it. Fusing, let's figure it out together, because this, I'm telling you, there is not a question. Where my money at? Love. Where my man at? Love. Where my woman at? Love. Why am I in disharmony? Love. Why am I feeling some sense of physical challenge in my body? Love is the answer. And the more you look in the mirror, the more you spend time looking in the essence of you, I'm going to tell you, this is what happens. This is what's so wonderful, and people tease me about this work, so cold about it. See, when I started my journey sitting in the middle of that bed, I know I said I'm done, but, you know, I guess I can't, because this is my forte right here. When I was sitting in that middle of the bed trying to figure out what was going on in my life, why was I so discombobulated, why was my life in shambles, what was going on, and love came up, and I didn't understand love, I said, I don't even know how to, I don't even know what to do. I'm not going to love them. They didn't love me. And I don't understand love. If you love God, how could this be happening? Because if you could not even miss with love, and I was on point, because God is synonymous with love. Love is God, and God is love. But where I was wrong is that I thought that feeling I had was love. But that wasn't, that was, you know what that was? That was attachment. See, love doesn't want to control. Love says, okay, if this is the life you want to live. So when I got it, I remember calling him. I never forget. And I remember saying to him, thank you. I remember saying thank you, and I love you. He said, oh, I love you too. And I was thinking to myself, he don't even get it. I said, when I was explaining to him, I understand that your behavior and your characteristics has exhibited that you don't want what I want. And so I love you enough to allow you to be what you need to be and grow in the direction you need to grow for your highest and best good. And so today, I'm releasing you to that. And you no longer have an obligation to how you should show up to me or for me.
because I know what you need is what you need for you to grow. And you don't have to lie about it anymore. Because you telling me we playing speak space and we really playing be with, meaning that you say you want to be monogamous, but you really don't. And that's okay. And I understand it now. That's what you need for your highest and best. And that's not what I want for myself. And I was okay. I was simply okay to just say I love you. I love you for who you are. And I love you for what you need to be for you. But I recognize that what you need is not what I want. And so today we're going to go in separate ways. And we're going to part as friends because I understand that you didn't really mean what you meant. You was really trying, but you couldn't fulfill the obligation of your words because that's not what you really wanted. And I was able to say that with love in my heart because why? Because my love for myself had filled my presence so much that I wasn't looking for him to love me the way I more. But what I was looking for was somebody who wanted to witness with me in their life the way I wanted to go in the direction I wanted to go. And I recognized that it wasn't him. And it was okay. That was the most powerful, transforming moment in my life. But the more I began to love me, the more I began to look me in the eyes, the more I began to get into the essence, the switches began to turn on inside my body differently. My cells started to operate differently. My life started to move differently. Not is it where I want to be? Not exactly. But it's getting better and better every day in every way. And I can't wait to get to the point where I'm operating truly with, from a space that I could tell you all my testimonies. But that was one of my biggest transforming moments when I could look him in the face and say, I love you and meant it from my heart because I did. But it was a different kind of love, not a love that wanted to control, not a love that wanted to be attached. Because, see, what I understood love to be was that feeling that wanted to control. Oh, I want you to be the way I want you to be. Oh, I want you to show up the way I want you to show up. And I was attached to an idea of what it should look like and what it should feel like and what it should be like. But, see, when you really, truly you loving yourself from the inside out, what people do on the outside doesn't affect the end. But when you expect love from the outside to come in, guess what? You have a certain expectation. But let me tell you what happens differently when love comes from the inside out. People rise to want to meet the expectation of what's happening and what you're being. Let me say that again because that might have went over your head. And if it didn't, good. But if it did, I want to say it again just so I know you get it. When you're loving the essence of who you are, meaning being the love. Because, you know, I didn't understand, you know, people just say, oh, you got to be the love. What does that really mean? You got to be the money. You got to be. I didn't really understand it because it was such an abstract idea. But when you truly begin to do the work of loving you, sending that love into you, and doing the work every day, like every day. I mean, it's something you have to do every day. You begin to be the love. You begin to really enjoy the essence and the presence of you. You begin to really just laugh and love and enjoy your company and the presence of you. You begin to walk differently, talk differently, feel differently, and forgive differently. That being of love, what happens when you are being the love, you just be it. It don't matter how other people show up. See, as you begin to heal the essence of who you are, it doesn't matter how people show up. You see, it doesn't matter if they show up this way or that way because you're being the love, and your being the love is going to have people rise to the occasion or they're going to have to walk away because guess what? They're not going to be able to have the consciousness to stay in the energy of their love. It's like the sun. The sun doesn't dictate who I'm going to shine or not. It shines on the world, whether you enjoy it, whether you like it or not, it's going to shine. And that's what happens because the sun just being the sun. And that's what love is. Love is just being love. And you're going to be that love no matter how they show up. And eventually they're either going to show up in your space as love, or they're not going to be able to, you know, they're not going to be able to stay in the room. I'm not going to be able to play in love's playground if I don't show up as the love, matching the vibration of that love.
All right, for real now. Do you have anybody have any questions, comments, concerns? Star 6, press 1 if you want the Blog Talk Radio. And if you don't start on I'm going to say Planet Love. If you don't love Playground Teleconference, then just go ahead on and start 6 this morning. I tell you. All right, family. I love this conversation I had, even though it was about myself. It was really good for me. And maybe this whole thing was about me because I was going to tell you something different today. After reading the Science of the Mind, it made me change what I talked about today. And maybe somebody needed this message to remind you that who you came to the planet as and who you came to the planet to be is love. And if there's any disharmony, if you wondering where your love mate is, are you being loved today, or do you have that block up? Now, let me just tell you something about blocks. It don't matter how beautiful, sexy, fine you are. If you got a block up, remember, nothing can come in there but what you're blocking. See, nothing can come in there if you're blocking it because you're afraid to be hurt. Hurt going to come in. If you're fearful of something, fear going to come in because that's the only thing that can come in, because only thing that can ever match a vibration is the same vibration. Let me say that again. That should be tweeted out. That's so powerful stuff right there. It sounds simple, but it's powerful. Let me say it again. Only thing that can come in the vibration you're sending out is the vibrational match. So if you send in a vibrational match of love, which is the highest frequency on the planet, then you cannot receive anything back in return but love. Love doesn't need offense. Love doesn't need protecting, because the only thing that can match love is love. I know you don't believe it because you've been conditioned to believe that love is weak. You've been conditioned to believe that you're powerless when you love. You don't understand that even when you're feeling vulnerable, that that's the most powerful time on the planet. You don't understand that because you're afraid that your vulnerability is going to get you hurt. But it's not. Let me tell you something that I think that President Barack Obama did that I think was the most powerful thing I've ever seen a president do. When he wrote his book, he put all his dirty laundry in there. That could have left him vulnerable, right? No, absolutely not. It wasn't nothing you can bring up against President Barack Obama because it was already told in his book. You can't go wherever he was out there and you couldn't hold it against him because everybody already knew it, especially those who read the book. So when he ran for president, you couldn't bring up none of this stuff and think it was going to hurt because it wasn't nothing hidden. It wasn't nothing inside of a fence. Because love doesn't need protecting. Vulnerability puts you in an open space where it says, this is who I am, take it or leave it. And the only thing that can match you is someone who's willing to match you at your level. So if you think you got your block up and you think you keep it, love come in because you got your blocks up and I'm not going to be hurt and blah, 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 blah. Let me tell you, all you're doing is letting in the exactly what you're keeping out. Or what you think you're trying to keep out. Love does not need protecting. Love doesn't need a fence. Because the only thing that can meet love on love's playground, oh, I love it, on love's turf, baby, is the vibrational match. So I'm going to leave you with this thought. The universe does not honor what you think and what you say as much as it honors what you feel. Because why? Because the vibration, the language of the universe is vibration. Now, yes, speaking and thinking is very powerful because it affects the feeling nature, but the universe's language is vibration. So when you go to invite things into your life and you send out an invitation to the universe, it's only going to match you up with the vibrational match of what you are feeling. So when you feel not good enough and you wonder why you meet a mate and the mate reflects you're not good enough, guess what? You're not good enough. Or you meet a mate that you feel is not loving you. Oh, they don't really love me. Guess what? That's your vibrational match.
shift the vibration, shift your thought. And how you do it with love. And how you do it with love is through the nature of what is your presence of things that you enjoy. That's why pleasure is medicine. I enjoy music. I enjoy dancing. Dance shifts my vibration. Music shifts my vibration. I love music. When you if you ever come to visit me, you'll come to see I have beautiful artwork. I have some of the most beautiful pieces of art and some beautiful plants. And I got beautiful furniture. But you know what makes my house beautiful? Is this energy in it. When people come in, they say, man, you got a peaceful house. You got a house that feels warm. I love being here. It's the music. It's the candle. It's the energy. It's the vibration. Because I cleanse my house. I'm not talking about clean my house. I'm talking about cleanse my house. But I mean I cleanse it. Every so often I walk through it and I just touch every part of my house and send love to it. Especially times when there's been a disagreement or some kind of disharmony, I take my sage, my cinnamon, and I light my cinnamon sticks. And then I pray and invite the vibration of love back in, because love and disharmony don't stay in the same space. I light cinnamon incense over my bed and just let the essence of cinnamon run over my bed for many reasons. For a good sleep, for good love. Y'all know what I'm about. And everything. And it doesn't matter if you're single or if you're married, because sometimes we have disharmony thoughts. And sometimes we're in disharmony with ourselves. And so sometimes you need to just cinnamonize the area. If you don't like cinnamon, then choose a fragrance that you like, that reminds you of love, that reminds you of beauty and presence and cleanse. And I'm not talking about clean. Clean is good. Clean your house, that is a good thing. But cleanse it. Cleanse the spirits and energy in your home. Cleanse the area. Cleanse yourself. When you get in your bath water, anoint your bath water. Anoint yourself and cleanse your thoughts and energy and remind and ask God to renew the right spirit in you. Cleanse the thoughts that's been taking over your mind of undeservedness and unworthiness and not good enough stuff, and cleanse that stuff out of your cells and out of your body and your mind, and remind yourself that you are more than good enough, that you were worthy the day you were born, and that you are deserving of all good things on this planet. And remind yourself that nothing, lacking of nothing, if you are lacking anything, that's living in poverty, and poverty is a disease. You don't have to lack a relationship. You don't have to lack love. You don't have to lack anything. First be it. You don't have to lack anything. That is, we get ready to leave. Okay, so I'm going to open up the line one more time, because I know somebody got to have something about this love conversation, right? No questions, comments, or concerns. All right, family, I want to remind you today that your life is a gift from God.
Love, Goddess.
Good morning. Ouch.
Great morning. You know,
great rising.
Enjoying this amazing, yes, great awakening and great rising. This amazing evolution that you have presented to us. I remember my very first conversation with you. Now it's been 2.5 years. And the growth that you have portrayed is so amazing. And then I realized how much I've grown just to be able to receive this new and expanded you. This is truly a love playground. And I have enjoyed every obstacle course that has given me the strength to make it to the next obstacle course and to complete it with grace, agility, and ease. This has truly been divine. And I am so grateful for you and your leadership. Thank you so much for loving me.
Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning. And I do love you. Good morning, Amir J. Out of place, all the way from West Palm Beach, Florida.
Oh, my God. This is so amazing. I even enjoyed Monday's conversation so much that I have replayed it twice. I was like, wow, this was truly awesome. You, Ayala, you guys gave us a lot to enjoy eating. I mean, Tuesday, not Monday, but Tuesday.
Yeah, that was Tuesday.
So, it was so amazing. And I just want you to know that I am intentionally listening to every deliberate word delivered to me, and those that are absorbing in my spirit get there and grow even more, because I get to share with others throughout the day. So what you give me, yes, I take it in, calculate it, and redistribute it amongst those that are there looking for just a little bit of hope. And I get that from the Love Journey every morning. And I love you so much. Thank you.
I love you too. Have a great, wonderful, amazing day. Thank you so much.
Oh, I am. Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you for playing on Love's Playground today.
Love it.
On Love's Turf. All right. Any more questions, comments, concerns? So I don't know if you were on the call yesterday at the end. We had a couple of people come on, and they thought I was a psychic. And it was interesting. So today I started to open up the line. Welcome to the Psychic Hotline. 1-800, I can tell you about your life. This your dime, and this my time. I started, had all this to make us, and then people who weren't on yesterday probably wouldn't get in. They're like, what's going on? They thought this was a Psychic Hotline. And they want to know about love, family. All right, family, I'm getting ready to let you do your day today, and I hope you continue to play on Love's Playground, on Love's Turf this morning, reminding you that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your love is a gift back to God. I want you to remember to choose love. Love is a choice. Love is a choice. And, you know, if you want to hear or read the words, I'm going to post those words from The Science of the Mind onto the Love Journeys page. So you can see it wasn't me who wrote those words, but it sounded like I wrote them right. And you can come there and reread them today, reminding you that the only place to fill ourselves up is to fill ourselves up. And that's the work today. Fill ourselves with love. And I want to remind you, don't just dream your God-sized dreams today, family, but I want to remind you to live them. We can live our dreams. And so as we get out of here today, I'm going to remind you of all of our beautiful birthdays, Toya and Light. Toya, this is her birthday. It was her birthday yesterday. So remember to send out some love to Toya. Lovey Bernard's birthday was yesterday. Judy Greenfield's birthday. And just send love to the birthday beautiful people, letting them know that we love them. Toya, I love you. I love you, Judy. I love you, Lovey. And I hope that they had a beautiful, amazing birthday. So I'm going to leave you with Mesa. There's nothing better than love. Nothing better
than
love.
There's nothing better than love.
I fell asleep late last night, and I dreamed the night and almost half the day away. I just got up so that I could hear her say she's still in love and no one can take her love away.
Ooh, love wakes me up every day, and I thought no one could ever make me feel this way. It fills me up every time I hear him say he's still in love and no one can take his love away.
I wanna be loved. There's nothing better than love.
Reach for that star and go no matter.